Hi, this is Susan with MyHouseDeals.com, and today I'm speaking with Premium Elite member Ed Trejos from Houston. Ed is getting a refund of his initial upfront membership fee because he bought a property listed on MyHouseDeals.com during the first 12 months of his Premium Elite upgrade. So, hi, Ed. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking. Tell us a little bit about yourself and also your investing background.
Okay. I have been doing remodeling and working for other people, and I decided to do it for myself.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time when I have done several homes. In Florida, also in here in Houston, I have refurbished. Also in New Jersey, I've done some remodeling of homes where it was very profitable, and it's something that I enjoy doing. But I'm trained as a designer in civil and structural design, and that's what I've done most of my life. But I enjoy doing what I do as far as remodeling homes, and this has been a good venue for me.
Good, that's good to hear. Tell me what inspired you to start investing in real estate for yourself. You mentioned that you had done remodeling for others, but then you decided you wanted to make yourself some money. So what inspired you to do that?
Well, it's something that since what I do for myself is I do what I want to do, and I'd be restricted to budgets, only to my budget, of course, but I know what I can do with it and do more since I do it myself. Or either there are, sometimes I do hire help, but most of the time I just do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And since that's done, it's been working out much better for me.
Well, good. That's good to hear. What problem or need did you have that our website, MyHouseDeals.com, was able to satisfy? Were you looking for something in particular?
Well, when I discovered about your website and the things that you did, I found that it's a lot easier to just to go to one site and find everything under one place. This saves me a lot of time, and I can see a lot of the properties that are out for sale, and that helps me tremendously as far as saving time rather than going different places.
Okay, all right. Before you came to us, what else did you try to find property leads?
Well, I used to, number one, I used to go to HAR, which is the real estate here in Texas and some other places, but that was my main place to go to. And I used several realtors
mm-hmm.
that will connect me to different properties. But that took a lot of time, effort, in order to find two different people.
Sure. Well, what are your favorite features of the website?
Well, like I said before, finding everything under one site. Also the teachings and the classes that they have there, and the points, and connecting to other places that give you, that help you as far as finding money and getting the proper financing.
Good. Good deal. Well, we're actually talking to you today because you closed on a deal that you found on the website. And the way I understand it, you became a member on February 24th of this year. And
okay.
You bought the property in March. That was pretty quick. And then you sold it after you rehabbed it in June. So we're looking at just a couple of months. Turnaround on this property. How many properties did you look at before deciding on this one?
Well, I had looked at approximately about 15 properties.
Wow.
Yeah, different areas of Houston, you know, finding the right location and how much needed to be invested.
What made you choose this one?
Well, this one already had several things going for it. Number one, the area. We love the area. We love the... they already had a new roof on it because it had been replaced due to Ike storm.
Mm-hmm.
And also the previous owner had put new windows in that that already had quite a bit going for it.
Okay.
For this place. Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, talking about the numbers a little bit, my understanding is that the wholesaler was asking $69,000, but
right.
You bought it for $66,000. So you actually paid $3,000 less than the wholesaler was asking. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's correct. I had original offer $65,000 because I did my numbers, and that was the number that I keep coming up with as far as from ARV to refurbishing, the money that was going to be spent. And that's how I come up with 65. But then we came up a little bit because of the closing and all that. So we went into 66. And then he decided that, yeah, that was the number that was okay for us to have it. And that's how we came up with that number.
Okay. You mentioned that you did some work and researched to get your numbers
Yeah.
and compare them to
Right.
what the wholesaler was talking about. I know that sometimes beginning investors struggle with that. Can you tell us a little bit about your process, your initial analysis, and how you went about verifying some of those numbers?
Yeah. Well, number one, once you do a thorough inspection of the property, you write down all the numbers as far as electrical, plumbing, flooring, painting, landscaping, and just about any item that is needed. And you do your pricing, and then and from the value that you think you're going to be able to sell it for, and then you come up with the number, with the right number. But again, you had to do a very thorough inspection of the property. And this is something either you hire an inspector or if you have experience, you can do it yourself and really run and how much. That's how you come up with the number that you really feel comfortable with.
Okay.
You can do the refurbishing. How much you're going to do it for.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a little bit more about those repairs. I think that initially on the website, the posting said that the property needed only $8,000 to $10,000 in repairs. But
mm-hmm.
I think you ended up spending a little bit more than that on repairs. Tell me about that.
Well, yes. But again, what I spent also included the realtor fees, commissions, including that. That was the total expenditure on the property.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that was pretty close, actually, to, from 6%, the normal charge, and the total that I came up with, plus the repairs, that came pretty close. Now, the of course, this... things like in the kitchen, we put new appliances, and we decided to go with new appliances, and also refurbishing all the cabinets is what quite a bit of the money goes to do that, and that's what brought the price up to 15.
Would you say it's fair to recommend to new investors that they not get discouraged if their initial repair values go up a little bit, because after a time, you'll learn to predict those things a little more.
Right. Yeah, that's one thing that all depends on how much money you're going to put into each item and how the different grades of material and labor that you're going to put into it. And like I said before, I do a lot of the work myself, and that saves me quite a bit. And also, I'll say to any new investor not to give up. Just you need to persevere, looking and finding the right property. And again, the right property is all depends how you see it. You know, it's where and how and what are you going to do? You do a thorough inspection again, and decide you're going to find exactly how much you're going to spend, because you don't want to get into something and that it's going to cost you quite a bit more, and the funds are not there to finish it. So you end up spending a lot more money and time,
mm-hmm.
and going into debt, and that, you know. Once you start selling it, you find out that you're not going to get the money that you thought you were going to get, and then you, a lot of people get discouraged because of that. And that's why you have to really do your homework before you get into any property.
Okay, you mentioned that doing a lot of the work yourself helps keep costs down.
Right.
However, not all real estate investors are talented in rehabbing themselves. Do you have any recommendations on how investors can find reliable contractors to do the work for them if they can't do it themselves?
Well, the house deals that come also has a place where you can find people, and especially at the meetings, you can find quite a bit of people that provide different services, such as foundation repair, such as painting, and any type of item. And I would say to rely on them because they're there for you. They know what you need, and they know what you're looking for, basically, on any property.
Mm-hmm.
And use those providers that they usually go to the myhouse.com meetings, and that's a good place to go to.
So networking probably plays a good part in that. You can talk to other investors and find out who they use. You can meet new people who may be at local meetings, things like that.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yes, they're very reliable. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mentioned that new investors shouldn't get discouraged if, their repair costs go up a little bit. Don't get in over your head, but don't get discouraged. Do you have any other advice that you would give to new investors?
Well, the advice is to persevere. And by persevering and learning, in the long run, you're going to save yourself money, and you're going to, by learning and knowing what to spend and everything, then you're going to save money by experience. You're not going to try not to make the same mistakes that you make at first. And that's how you persevere, and eventually you'll be ahead of the curve there, the learning curve.
That is really good advice. How have you built up your real estate investing education? You mentioned that you've got lots of experience in rehabbing and remodeling, but investing in general, how did you learn everything that you know?
By doing it. I started, like I said, back in 1980, actually, with homes in New Jersey, and then I worked myself with that, and then when I moved, I did the same thing, and now I'm trying to do the same. And I see what's profitable, and what you see is not, then you usually see it, and it's not going to be profitable. Just stay away from it.
Okay, well, let me ask you one more question, Ed, before we let you go for today. Why do you think that you are able to succeed as an investor while some other investors struggle, and they struggle for quite a long time? Why do you think that is?
Well, again, this is something personal. I mean, you need to make sure you like what you're doing, number one, so you can do your best at it and persevere, like I said before. It's not for everybody. I mean, it's something that you need to know the market conditions. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not. And study it. And that's how you learn and become successful.
Ed, that is such great advice for all of our members. And I really appreciate the time that you took today to speak to us.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty, thank you.